Macmillan Audio presents A Mask of Flies by Matthew Lyons. Read for you by Saskia Merleveld. For my family, thanks for showing up. I believe the common denominator of the universe is not harmony, but chaos, hostility, and murder. Werner Herzog. Don't you wish you never, never met her? PJ Harvey. Prologue. The Glass Storm. The sound of her mom moving back and forth in the living room woke her, but she didn't open her eyes until she heard the bedroom door creak wide. The beam of the flashlight was bright and brilliant white, almost painful. It sliced through the shadows like a blade, carving a narrow path through the darkness that poured through the little bedroom's single window. Curled up under the covers against the early winter chill that had suffused the cabin, Annie stirred and rolled over just in time to feel her mom's sure, steady fingers alight on her shoulder, shaking her the rest of the way awake. "Annie, get up," Mom said, the forced hush in her voice failing to disguise a rising panic. "We have to go." Annie kicked the blankets away as she rose, rubbing sleep from her eyes with the backs of her bandaged up hands. She could hear the wind groaning against the walls of their little cabin, the soft pit-pat of fat black flies beating themselves against the glass, trying to find a way inside. "Mom, what's going on?" In the back glow of the flashlight, she squinted at her mother and felt her heart falter, the machinery inside her chest sputtering and spinning uselessly. She didn't recognize this version of her mom. Dressed in her pajamas and bathrobe, eyes wide and bloodshot, crowded by runnel deep crow's feet above heavy purple bags, pupils drawn down into pinpricks so small they nearly disappeared. Her hair, firework red like Annie's, was tangled and windblown, and her mouth was drawn into a long, thin grimace that left her lips pale scars in the dark. Annie thought she might have been crying.
"Mom?"
"It's not safe here, Annie. We have to go," Mom said again, her voice hardening like the ground in January. "Now." She took Annie's wrist to pull her from her bed. Her fingers were cold and stiff, her grip too tight, too insistent. Instinctively, Annie tried to free herself, but Mom held her fast. The chilly cabin floor bit into Annie's bare feet as she slid from the warmth of her bed and looked uselessly around her room for some reason, some explanation as to why her mom was acting this way.
"Mom, wait!"
"Put your shoes on, Annie." Mom's voice was stern, brooking no argument. "I'm not joking."
"What's going on, though?"
But Mom was already walking out of the room, feet creaking the floorboards as she moved. Following her out, Annie watched her mother hurriedly pull on her boots, not even bothering with the laces. Annie wanted to beg her to stop, slow down, explain what was going on, please. But she didn't have the words. Her thoughts were muddy from sleep, and anyway, it was clear from how Mom was acting that they didn't have time for questions. This was just like before. Annie didn't like thinking about before. It was too scary, too confusing, more like a half-remembered nightmare now than anything she'd actually lived through. There had been screaming in the darkness and crying, and so much blood, and that terrible white-black light. Chewing on her lower lip like a wad of fruit stripe, Annie went to the far side of the living room and stepped both feet into her worn old tennis shoes. Outside, something scratched at the walls of the cabin, the sound bony and brittle. Annie jumped, and her fingers fumbled on her shoelaces, her hands awkward around the edges of the bandages covering her palms. Blood was oozing through the gauze again. When the scratching sound came once more, she had to bite back a whimper. Outside, the San Luis Valley was cosmically dark, the distant hills and black mountains carved from shadow, looming so high that Annie thought they'd come crashing down to flatten her at any second. Overhead, clouds had snuffed out half the stars in the sky, the darkness bleeding perfectly between the firmament and the hills, making it impossible to tell where the sky ended and the earth began.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?